The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back once again to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Do you know a young person who has dropped out of school and is struggling to get back on track? Well, maybe it's because of a difficult home situation or unstable living conditions. Whatever the reason, the youth has become disconnected from the chance to build a promising future. Here to talk about what Ventura County is doing to reconnect these young people are, and in studio, is Tom Van Maywin, a fish habitat specialist and director of the Steelhead Restoration Program for the California Conservation Corps in Camarillo. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Spence. How are you?
We're doing great. Great awesome. To have you here. Now, let's start off with what is meant by an out-of-school or a disconnected youth.
Sure thing. The disconnected youth are often defined as young people ranging in ages of 16 to 24 who are neither employed or are in school. They've either dropped out or perhaps... We're talking about young people that could be homeless. They could possibly come out of foster care. Some of them could be involved in the justice system, perhaps in some legal trouble. But essentially, they've become disconnected from a path towards building a promising future.
And many kids find themselves that way. And I've known disconnected kids who even seemed like they were active in the system. But when you get to actually chatting and talking to them, they don't really know what to do, where to go. They're being pushed through the system, and that could be a big disconnect for them, too. Teresa Johnson, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good.
Past chair of the Ventura County Adult Education Consortium and member of the Clean, Green, and Healthcare Committees of the Workforce Development Board. Thank you for coming in this morning. Let's talk about the challenges, the kind of challenges that out-of-school youth do face.
Out-of-school disconnected youth can be diplomaless, they can be jobless, homeless, frequently hopeless, and really without sometimes the soft skills that they need to be successful in the world of work.
And soft skills, as we know, are the contact with humans, the hello, how are yous, perhaps the manners that people need that you don't find as often through texting.
Absolutely.
And those are the soft skills that all of us need. Teresa, staying with you, let's talk about the programs, some of them that are available for these young adults.
Well, of course, we have the California Conservation Corps. That's one program that will take youth who I believe are 18 or older, 18 to 23, and basically give them a place to stay, give them meaningful, relevant work readiness skills, and on-the-job training.
Tom, let's go back to you. How does the California Conservation Corps make that important connection with the out-of-school youth?
Well, our motto is hard work, low pay, and miserable conditions, and more. That's our actual motto. So, it doesn't sound terribly appealing to maybe a disconnected youth, but this is what we offer. We offer them a one-year commitment to a workforce training program where we pay them wages to work on various restoration and conservation projects throughout the state. You'll see a lot of our work at state parks, the U.S. Forest Service. While they're working for us, we teach them job-specific skills that a lot of them have used to pursue careers with agencies such as Cal Fire, Caltrans, U.S. Forest Service, and many other local nonprofit and city government agencies. We provide them with a drug and violence-free living situation through our residential housing program. They live on center, and we include meals, so they're fed. And then we encourage them to enroll in our John Muir Charter School, which is an on-campus resource we have. We have a lot of them come without diplomas, and we enable them to earn their high school diploma after hours. And we have teachers on site that help them work through that. So that's kind of cool. And then, while they're working for us, they accrue hours worked, and those hours go towards earning an AmeriCorps scholarship, which they can actually get successive ones, and that can be used for additional trainings or education, pursuing college or something like that. And lastly, the thing that we do really try to do is we motivate them to try to earn their California driver's license. A lot of them don't have it, and so that's a big push we have because that can be a real barrier towards finding employment.
And one of the things is if a kid finally gets a check, even if it's at the lower end towards the minimum wage scale, but you get a skill and you see an outcome, that can make them feel fulfilled to a huge degree, that they're actually sort of in the world of normal, and that would give them something to look forward to increase that skill level and that check.
Yeah, and the results of their work, they can see it 10, 20, 30 years later when they go to a trail project that they worked on. They can take their kids there and say, I worked on this when I was 18. And that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, and getting kids outdoors is a great thing to do, just to get them outdoors,
yeah,
for crying out loud, because sometimes that is a big, big question for kids. Let's talk about it in general here. What can employers do to help young adults?
I think, you know, the first thing to do is be patient. You know, you've got to be patient with them. A lot of these young adults come to us with little or no work experience. Some of them may have bad habits, low self-esteem, and it takes time to develop good work habits. You know, and I think the second thing you need to do is you need to be positive. You need to offer lots and lots of positive feedback and show them exactly, you know, don't focus on the negative, just focus on the positive and show them exactly what you want them to do. And then be proactive. If you see them struggling with a particular task or, you know, perhaps with school, don't just wait for them to come to you, because they haven't been doing that their whole life. You know, you need to be heavily involved in them and encouraging them to be better. We also encourage employers to be flexible with their schedules. Allow them to go attend night school or day school, allow them to pursue their careers. Again, back to the driver's license thing, if it would benefit your business for them to have a driver's license, you know, maybe compensate them for that, encourage them to go get it and pay them for that if it's going to help your business succeed. And then the last thing I'll say, you know, a lot of the California Conservation Corps permanent staff were once Corps members. They are living and breathing success stories. They've worked their way up through the system. They've bought into this idea that we can all help each other, and it's just a testament how it works, how it can be successful.
One of the important things with kids and anybody getting into a job is you got to catch them doing something right, is what they always say. Rather than punishing when they do something right, give them an attaboy, attagirl, and it shows through their work.
Yeah.
In really, really big ways. So nice work that you're doing here. Let's close with this one for both of you. Getting yourself back on the track, always a real challenge if you had some issues, and they could be with law enforcement, they could just be with leaving school and making a poor choice. Where can young adults go for help? Teresa, let's start with you.
Well, first of all, the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County has programs for disconnected youth, and they provide support services like bus passes, gas cards, the types of interviewing skills that they need in order to get a job, or sometimes post-secondary training. So that's, of course, a wonderful, wonderful resource. You can go to local adult education and community college programs, and the Human Services Agency of Ventura County is also another great resource.
And then, you know, to follow up on that, I think the first step is for these young adults to ask for help. That's the biggest challenge we have. There's so many resources that we've been talking out there that are available for them. But unless we know who they are and what they need, we can't help them. And so for the CCC, they can go to www.ccc.ca.gov, and there's a button there. You click on Apply Now, and there's instructions and a link to your local recruiting office, and they'll be able to guide you in the right way. Ventura County residents can contact our local recruiter. His name is Fernando Gutierrez, and his phone number is 805-278-2589.
So we have three in here in studio,
yeah.
And I raise hands. Has this been a good experience for you? Is this working out okay? And what areas are they working in right now?
They are all working on the fisheries program. So they're doing biological monitoring, assisting the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They're studying endangered steelhead trout in Ventura River.
So where do we find the steelhead these days? Where is
well, they,
that?
They catch one or two of them on that camera they have set up there near above Lake Casitas, but they've monitored some working up there.
Is that working out? Are we getting some steelhead?
It's the drought over the last 5 years.
I'm guessing we need some more water to connect everything.
I think that's the main thing we need. Conservation efforts are at their maximum right now. We're doing everything we can. But really, we need more water, and we're trying to get a better understanding how these fish move and how they live.
That's why they want to take down Mtilaha Dam. They want
yes.
to
get
now, didn't they just get some movement in that? There is a grant or something?
Get some money to start the money they
I
got
suggest
right now.
A stick of dynamite.
Well, yeah. Well,
that's only me. I like to cut the
money,
chase.
The money they got right now is for more some studies, because the money won't cover taking one brick down off of that dam.
Yeah.
But it's a beginning. It's still got a long way to go, but there's been agreement now, I believe, on all the parties, and that was a sticking point about where to put the silt and all those sorts of things.
There is an approved plan, and it looks like we should get some action by 2020.
Yeah.
2020. Huh. Okay, well, we'll wait for that. But that it's good work, and it's progress, right?
It is progress.
Okay, that is excellent progress. Any other recommendations, anything you'd like to say to draw people in, Teresa?
You know, I would just like to give a shout-out to the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County at www.workforceventuracounty.org. Their phone number is 805-383-4550. And, again, they do so many things along with the California Conservation Corp.
And where are you headed off to today? What work is going to be done today?
We're actually going to another fisheries meeting where we're going to talk about doing some backpacking surveys in the upper San Ynez. So these three here are going to be out there for three nights at a time collecting data, snorkeling, and measuring stuff. And
Where can one snorkel these days?
I guess well, we're going to find it.
Yeah,
we are going to find it.
Some snorkeling possibilities.
There are still fish up there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, this is good to hear, and it's great work that you're doing. Resources for young adults may be found on the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. And make sure you hook up with them. And I shouldn't say hook up when we're talking about saving fish, but we should definitely do whatever we can to support the youth and make sure, because we have to look at the win-win here. If you get the kids employed, it will stop them from going to perhaps other places that aren't so healthy for any of us, and get the kids working and get them into the jobs and the careers of their life. And you can do that with workforceventuracounty.org. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It is 8:50.